Parshas Naso, the Yontif of Shavuos is sandwiched in between Bamidbar and Parshas Naso. And the Eretz Tzvi says it's not by accident. The idea is that just as we say each of the Yom Tovim of Shavuos and Rosh Hashanah, we read the Tochacha 2 weeks before. One idea, the reason why we do that is that the year should be the end of all the klolos of the year, and the beginning of the year of the brachos, and therefore we read the Parsha of Naso subsequent to Shavuos, and we read the Parshas of Zos HaBracha subsequent to Rosh Hashanah, obviously a few weeks later. The Imre Chaim, so we use this as an idea. The Imre Chaim points out, and what is the bracha? What is the bracha of Parshas Naso? So the answer is obviously the bracha is of Kosev Aruch Hu, the bracha of Birchas HaKohanim. And the Imre Chaim of Vishnah says, Kosev Aruch Hu Es B'nei Yisrael. What does that mean? When does the bracha? What is the bracha? The bracha is Es, when all of Klal Yisrael is one from Aleph to Tav. So if we begin from the parsha of Bamidbar, I wanted to just share with you something from the Chamudei Daniel. And he speaks about the counting, the fact that the counting was always on 10s or 15s or 20s, meaning it never was like an odd number. Emnon lemarot shesviras Hashem shebeparshas Bamidbar malgisho es chashivas es kol yachid v'yachid. It is true that when you count, you're focusing on every individual. Mikol mokom, yesh bechina nosefes shelihiyos chelik melaklal. But there's another idea, perhaps even a more important idea, when it comes to Klal Yisrael, is to realize that you're part of a greater need, a part of a whole. Ukefi sheroim b'minyan b'nei Yisrael shekol ha-misparim shel shvatim he-misparim shleimim. You see that each one came to a certain completion, either by 10 or 100. And there was never less than 10. Uvesefer derech sicha hevi hagrach Kanievsky b'shem aviv shesivev hakadosh baruch hu b'derech gam shei mispar hashvatim mischalek be'eser oz meya kedei laharos. And it's by no accident. Reb Chaim Kanievsky explains, it's by no accident that it came to this number. It is the number goes to show that the hashkacha of the Kodesh Baruch Hu on Klal Yisrael. Well, the Meshech Chachma says something different. B'yemes hishmid hakosev es ha'achodem lo choshlem enosom. No, indeed, there were different numbers. It could have been a number like 12, 13, 14, or 40,311. V'yesh ashvos hazeh im divrei harash shekein derech hamikra v'kama mekomos. Shemagiyah haminyan l'sikum asiras pochos achas monum aso b'cheshma asiras. You see this quite often when they get to 11, you stop at 10. Einu mashgiyah hachisrona, and we don't worry about missing one. Why is that? Nimsal kopanim shekivin shatora madifa laasok b'misparim shleimim. What is the Torah teaching us? To have full, complete numbers? Hayu yichidim shlo hayu b'chlal hamini asofi. They're not going to be counted in the end, the result. Ulechara kasha. Hechiyal adas shatora tesalim e'anashim esiyomim v'tashman osam esvirim. Why should that be? Halo kol adam yesh lo mashmaos b'fnei atzmo. Ubeprat lefima shebiyarnu leel, and this is what, in fact, what we were saying above. Shelechol echad hukza os achas mehatora shumaneach b'tocho. Each individual is, in respect, is part of one letter in the Torah. Nirish ezebol lamed osam shel marot shelchol dam Yisrael yesh chashivas. Despite that, every individual has its own chashivas, its own importance. Niflah, Yesh chelik mehatorah shemiyuchas elav miyuchas bishvilo. There's one aspect of the Torah that is miyuchas, that is directly attributed to his qualities. Mikol mokom I efshal legeshes latorah levchosh oso biyichidus. It's impossible for you to be to approach the Torah in the sense of only as a single individual. El rak b'toras chelik mehatzibur. To be part of the entire tzibur. Rakish anachnim uchadam yachad ba'achva ozan ru'uyin lekabelas haTorah. When we approach it together as a tzibur, as a complete nation, k'dichsiv vayichan sham Yisrael negan ahar perish Rashi ki ishachad belevichad. And the Gaon Rav Moshe Shapira writes, shezel be'emes hatachle shekol minyan usvira. That is the purpose of every counting. Kibur shemashmalos hamila svira hi meloshon sfar ugvul. What does the sfar mean? It's the gvul. It's like a boundary. Umakif eiz sheta. Shetafkito la'ageidu la'hafoch es kol ha'orim shebetochel medina achas. To sfar is like a boundary. All of the cities and the towns and the villages are part of one medina, one country. Ukechmo chen hipeulas hasofer shehu lokeach milim betapim nefrada mekosher som yichidus achatz. That's what a sofer does. He takes words from all over and puts it on pages and creates one book. Begam misaper sipur, and then he tells the story. Mishlav pratim ve'iruim akraim ve'yotzei sipur ratzif echad. That's what an author does. He takes letters and creates words, and words create sentences and ideas, and it becomes one book. Me'idach mashma'os hamila prasu b'diyuk ha'hefech. Shezeu hafrodas yechidas achas al-chalakim shonim. What is the word pras? He's going to start something beautiful. The lashon of pras. What is the pras? Prusa, a piece. Kemo prusas lechem. Shechaticha achas mikikar godol. And that's what it means in Maseches Avos. Al tehiyuk avadim, don't be like avadim hamishamshin sarav amenasa kabel pras. Why the lashon pras? Not, why don't you use a lashon schar? V'teiretz, the adein marein of megur, bal halev simcha, shekavon es hatana lomo. What does it mean? What is the Tana trying to show by using lashon pras? Shein lonu listapek be'avodas Hashem m'hashkasa perusa. Don't do the avoda, but like an hasagas a prusa, like for a purpose of just a piece. Mimasha efshalon hasag. What we're able to be masag. Elo leinu l'shov tamed the dvarim atzumim mishleimim ulamale lichulzeni kochash. We have to put our entire kochos into it, whatever we can do to accomplish it all. Ulefizek havanas hamishnahi lo l'shov lechalek. Don't act. Don't work on this to tear apart. V'chein matzinim b'megilas Esther b'shoshe Yehudim hisgoderu b'pras haman anashim osam shehem uma mekutas ha'perosa b'rachevei ha'mamlacha. So the first idea, Parshas Bamidbar, the essence of the counting was to be his achdus. To bring a unity of purpose, to bring all of Klal Yisrael together. And that is in order for us to be Mekabel the Torah, in order to be Mekabel O Malchus, in order for us to succeed, must be that we come as a nation, not as individuals. And then there is Parshas Noso. And Parshas Naso continues this idea, but begins with an idea of bracha. And what is the bracha? B'kedushasho shel Aharon, the ahava, with love. The essence, the kedusha, the purpose of Aharon, the very essence of Aharon, was an oev shalom and a rodev shalom. And the person who's giving the bracha has to do it with ahava, has to do it with simcha. How does he do this? He has to have a notion, yes, there is a whole, and each individual has their own road, their own derech, their own purpose, different than yours. But you cannot exist without theirs. There's a beautiful statement. We say, Emor lehem, daber el aharon v'yabanav lehemah, kosev orchu es b'nei Yisrael, emor lehem. So Rabbeinu Yitzhak ben Yehuda Halevi says, Kidei sheyeh, what does it mean? Emor? It means, begematria zemer, song. Loma sheminagnin oso ben imas zemer. It's not by accident. The bracha, when the Kohanim are singing, they do it with a zemer, they do it with a song. They don't just say the words. We don't just, only on Shabbos, because of an issue on duchening on Shabbos, but during the week, when we duchening should be with song, with zemer. Should never cut out a zemer. What is the purpose of the zemer? Why is there a zemer? Because we see from the Sfarim HaKadoshim, the zemer hu lashon krisa. Krisa is cutting off. Hazoreya v'hazomer. Hainu she kores hamachitzes sheyesh beinenu levein HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It is the cutting down of the whatever machitza, whatever separation there is between us and Klal Yisrael, Shemona Mashefel Magi Elenu, which stops the influence, the Torah, the brachas that we receive from the Kodesh Baruch Hu. We create these machitzel shabarzel. That is the purpose of Psuk Ed Zimra. Hey, Mudas Zo Shem Zmera Tehillim Shano Omrim Beseda Tfila Lefne Birchas Akriyishma says Psuk Ed Zimra. And why do we do that at that moment? The whole idea of Psuke de Zimra is at that moment in the morning davening is to cut down, to break any mechitzas, any self-imposed separation that we have between us and the Kodesh Baruch Hu. But the more, not more importantly, but also just as important, the zemer has to be, the singing, is to break down the mechitzas Bein Adam la'Adam. That the Hasaras HaMechitzos Ein HaShayich Le'in HaMechitza Beinenu Levein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Bavad, but also the Mechitzos between man and man. Kasher Einenu Ra'os Lefam Epira Bein Av Levno, we see a separation sometimes of generations. Bein Ish Le'Ishto, Bein Adam LeChaveiro, Umuva Me'elav Kishayesh Pirat Zeh Garim Chosu Barucha. And when you see this separation, you see an absence of bracha. V'atikin hu ayyidei sheyidabru echad amashen neviyova kol echad lahavin ezulaso. How do you repair the bracha? The bracha is when each individual begins to understand the other individual, to respect the other individuality, to respect the other individual's Chachma. What he has to offer into this world may not be what you can offer, and maybe not be something that you even agree with. But shalom and ahava can only begin with mutual respect. And that's what it means in Mar Lehem. Aide Amira Tochol Habracha V'yosein Lecha Shalom. And we see this in Rabbi Yonis and Eipschitz. Rabbi Yonis and Eipschitz is V'yirechav Ki Oso Avavihim. They saw with Yosef that Yaakov loved him more, Mikol Echav. They said, oh, so, and he hated him. The Lo Yechlu L'Dabru L'Shalom. They weren't able to speak to him in peace. What does it mean? Lo Sisna Achicha B'Lubavcha Hocheya Tachir Asamisecha. The Torah tells us, don't hate your brother in your heart. Speak to him. Give him Tochacha. When you keep it inside every day, it builds up. You tell yourself stories. But when you speak to him, and you say to him, look what you said to me. Look what you've done to me. First of all, many reasons why you should always confront. Quite often, you find that he didn't mean it. He didn't mean it. He didn't say it to you. He meant a different idea. It may have been wrong anyway. But you have to understand, sometimes Sometimes you just make a mistake. A person doesn't even realize that what he said at this moment was really insulting to you. But you speak it out. You ask him, what did you mean? Why did you do this? Especially in our era of emails and texting and WhatsApping, whatever it is, you know, sometimes you put a connotation that you imagine how the person is saying it. You even give him his voice, etc. You find that, no, I didn't say it like this. I said it differently. That's not what I meant. The chaver yisnatzel lefanav oshemodelo mavtiach osam mebli lasosod kizeh. And you say, I'm sorry, I'll never do it again. But what happened with the brothers? The brothers had their problem. They thought that Yaakov was going to be even more upset if they would confront Yosef or they would confront Yaakov. And therefore they held it in until a point where it boiled over. And that is this is Yonis and Eibschitz is trying to say also, that is the idea of the Bitul Mechitzos, the Zemer, the Kos of Aruch, the way the Kohanim sing, the reason why they're singing is to imply another notion, another idea of the song representing Krisis, of cutting off, of separates, of destroying that which separates one from another individual. Unfortunately, I think we're experiencing now in Klal Yisrael in certain ways, although with all of the anti-Semitism and with the war of Hamas against Klal Yisrael, I say Klal Yisrael because it's not just against the members within Medinat Yisrael, but all of the Jews throughout the world igniting the anti-Semitism against us. You would think that we would already be experiencing the bracha of the Imre Chaim, of the Kos of Aruch Hu Es B'nei Yisrael, which should bring us together from Aleph to Tav. All of us, whether we're from the right or the left, whether Reform, Conservative, Orthodox, Hasidish, Misnagid, Sephardi, Ashkenaz. And yet, unfortunately, we've seen, even during this instance, that we seem to have a period, we seem to have such a separation amongst us. A letter was signed by 100 rabbinical students from the Reform and Conservative movements, writing against Klal Yisrael, writing against Medinat Yisrael in the way of protecting themselves against the rockets and the missiles that are being sent to kill and to maim and to destroy Mitafa Azakein from a child until the elders of all of Klal Yisrael, and yet they can't seem to understand, or their sense of morality seems to have been perverted in order to take sides of the enemy. And perhaps the real reason is, their faulty logic, is that unlike the idea of counting every individual to show the importance and the greatness of the individual, but also to be part of a whole, they seem to forget the second half and keeping only the kedusha of the individual. And here they're looking at the lives of the individual, but not the entire picture. Where, why is it happening? And they refuse to even see the greatness, the moral stance of the army, of the soldiers in Sahal, how careful they are to save human life. I don't know what the answer is, but the part of the idea is to be able to talk to each other, the mechitzos that are now being created, which have been created, that seem to be between certain members of Klal Yisrael, is what creates this avalanche of arguments against Klal Yisrael. I think there's also another idea of the connection between Parshas Bamidbar and Parshas Noso. Bamidbar spoke of L'mishpach Hasam, that speaks of the family life. And we spoke when we did on the Parsha of Bamidbar, the fact how important it is for the family life in order to give from one generation to the other. There was a beautiful Rav Shimon Schwab who in Parsha who speaks of the Haftorah of this week, Vayomer Levi Ata Al Tishti Manoach, and is told to him Ata Al Tishti Yayin the Rishecha Al Tachlim Bal Kolt Tumaki Nazar Lekimi Yehanam and Abetam Vayater Manoach and Manoach that then he prays to Hashem Vayomer Bi Hashem Isha Lekim Asher Shalach Yavon Naod Elenu. And he told God, come, send the man again to teach me. What was his tefillah? Why is he asking God to send me a malach? To teach me again. What? You don't know what the halacha is of Nazir? There's no one in the town. You can't go over to the gadol, go over to the rav of the city and say, what are the halachas? Shema yada, besuris isha lakim, shen Nazir lakim yihana. He knew that. Imkein lama ve'yama hispala, shizkala isha lakim elav shenis. What did he want this isha lakim to come back and teach him? Ubiyosa kasha, gishaneta kadosh baruch hu tefilaso, when he heard him, he didn't change a word. Everything I taught you before, follow. So Rishwab says as follows. He wasn't asking about the halachas of Naziris. He was asking about the halachas of teaching, of how do I educate my child. Sharata ladas manaza lenaar hayulad. What do I do for this child? Shahayu temua be'en of eich yitzavei kodesh baruch le'ov legadel ulechanech ben nazir. I'm not a nazir. How do I bring up my child to be a Nazir? Bekedusha no sefes ubi yisurim no sefem al sharam. Im ein hu ba'atman, how do I teach my child to take a new yisurim, to act in a way differently than everyone else in our nation, if I myself do not act that way? V'yazeh hishev lo hamalach, she'ino chinami, Shigam Abba Shal Hanar Hayulat Sarthis Anekim Nazir. Says, you're right. It's impossible for you to teach your son unless you yourself accept all of the Isurim of the Nazir. Zehu Perishat Kosav Mikol Asher Amati Elisha. Everything that I told the wife, I told your wife, Shetisnaya Bimimei Heherion Tishomre Gam Ata Ha'av. Everything I told your wife, how she has to conduct herself during the pregnancy, so must you. Cain had perished kol ashet tzivisa olishtecha. Gam ato manoch, the you manoch also have to be shomrit. She'ein b'efsharis lahadruch habonim b'derech acheres mimah shadorchem ha'ovos. What a beautiful idea. Simplistic, but beautiful and important for us to understand. The only way to bring up children is to be a role model. Ki habanim mischanchem imah shebroim etel ahorim. Children act what they see in the home, what they see in the parents. Vim yomer adam livno lahachzik be'eza hanhaga tova she'enu ba'atzma machzik ba. If you tell your children to do something that you yourself do not do, Afim yochichu azem may upon him, you can tell him 100 times. V'achas lo yasliach, you will not be masiach. V'im titzel legad al nazir, ha'etze yichidus yishato ba'asmecho tisnahei k'nazir. You yourself must act to be a nazir. And that is the connection. L'mishpachol sam. How is it possible to have the mesorah to teach your children from generation to generation? The answer Rav Schwab says it's very simple to be a role model, to do as you have to in order to teach the next generation. You cannot say one thing and act and do something differently. It's a beautiful message. So often we as parents, sometimes we mature late. What I mean mature late is we mature late at a point in our chinuch when we're bringing up children. We wake up too late when we see our children going a certain path that we're not happy with. And we realize that part of the fault lies within us. We wonder why they're not running to shul, or why they're not going to shul on the Shabbos, why they're not running to minyan, or why they're not being as shomer Shabbos as they should be. Sometimes it is because they saw something in the house that was incongruous with the lessons that we were teaching them. Good Shabbos.